It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, I think I've heard it all about the whole multivitamin scandal. Should you take it? Should you not? Is it a waste of money? I'm going to weigh in. So hopefully at the end of the segment, listeners, you will understand what's what, at least from my opinion. And my job here is to hopefully put the dots really close together so that you can connect them yourselves and make your own choices that feel good for your body, yourself, and your family. All right. So I think that where I saw this was the Annals of Internal Medicine. Okay. So the article, the title was Enough is Enough. Stop Wasting Money on Vitamin and Mineral Supplements. I think the authors of the editorial concluded, we believe that the case is closed. Supplementing the diet of well-nourished adults with most minerals or vitamin supplements has no clear benefit and might even be harmful. This upsets me a lot, all right? Because I got to tell you, unfortunately, bad studies like these can be picked up by the media. So headlines, we hear the headlines on the 24-hour news cycle, and without the right backup information, many individuals may change a healthy supplementation regimen that they've been following because they hear these headlines. It's happened so much. And the reason I think that it's going on, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do believe that more and more Americans, well, actually, I see the numbers in the stats. We're wanting something different. We're understanding that there is a place for conventional Western medicine. We understand that we are paying for insurance and that a lot of these particular types of doctors are covered by it. But look at the healthcare climate that we are in and look at the health of America overall. So, you know, it upsets me because these supplements, vitamin supplements, all right, have repeatedly shown benefits in various outcomes, ranging from cancer to cardiovascular disease, cognitive decline, bone health, adrenal health, and many other anti-aging topics. And I think part of this, why it's happening, is we're knowing this. And big pharma, and I got to tell you, if you know anything about me, I'm the daughter of two pharmacists. My father climbed that corporate ladder of a large pharmaceutical company most of my life growing up. And I think there's a place for pharmaceuticals, but gosh darn, isn't there a place for everything? Isn't there a place for everything? Why does it have to be a monopoly? And why do we have to get in turf wars when we could just simply focus on the service industry? And I truly believe it's a service industry, healthcare. Helping people care for their health and empowering people to take better care of themselves. And I have to tell you, the thing about vitamins and minerals is they're not just a category in your local health food store or a couple aisles at your local Whole Foods. These are the things, if you've ever taken a biochemistry class, that drive the way that your body, your mind, everything works. They are the precursors. They are the enzymatic reactions to make all your biochemical functions happen. And guess what? With our compromised food chain, our compromised soil, and a lot of times your compromised choices, we have nutritional gaps, definitely. And that is contributing to different and spurring on, I should say, I think, chronic healthcare issues. Okay. So a lot of these studies claim that most people are wasting their money on these supplements. And unfortunately, what wasn't reported particularly was the unacceptable dropout rate that one of the studies had. All right. So almost 50%, which is, when you look at studies, it's an unacceptable level in most studies. As well, adherence to the vitamin regimen in the study was defined as acceptable if the patient took the supplement that they were asked to take just 2/3 of the time. That's just 2 out of every 3 days. It was okay to take the vitamin and still arrive at some glaring conclusion. My biggest point here is if there is a headline, all right, like, hey, more of us should be taking statins, or hey, your vitamins and minerals might be causing you harm and you're wasting your money, do due diligence. You look beyond that study. You look beyond that headline and get into what's going on, okay? So, in fact, let me tell you the dose of the vitamins in these studies as well needs to be talked about. They were often so low to make any suggestion about their effectiveness. In fact, the doses given were 5 to 10% of the normal recommended dose for disease prevention. These studies often show a benefit But due to unreasonable cutoff standards for what constitutes a benefit, the results are determined as insignificant. Oh, this makes me go crazy because here's the thing, and I always tell my patients this. Listen, I got to tell you this story. I had a woman come in, and she, and I have a lot of people like this, and if you're one of them, I want you to listen up. They don't want to take prescription medications, but they come in, and they've got some pretty risky things going on. So this woman in particular, hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and smoker, history of smoker for 50 years. And she was overweight, didn't exercise, and pretty much was a picky eater and doesn't really think about food. Okay. So, and she, but she doesn't want to take prescription medications. And I kind of was talking to her and I says, well, listen, you know, and she's been prescribed then. I said, and kind of was like, hey, what's the alternative? You know, what I said, because a lot of people in the United States, if they have these issues, metabolic syndrome, that would be here, take this is the protocol when you go to a conventional Western doctor. Here, take this. Okay. And a lot of people just do that. They go on, they get their numbers within normal limits. They don't stimulate a cure. We're not turning over these cells to become healthier. We're not detoxifying what we need to detoxify and repleting nutrients that are depleted. No, no, no. It's just here, take this. We get the normal back in, quote unquote, within normal limits, and we call that health. We all know that that's not the case, okay? And so what's the alternative? Well, I had a woman come in and she read on the internet, so maybe I should take some CoQ10 for this heart thing. And then maybe I should take some red yeast rice for this high cholesterol thing. And guess what happened? She was actually still, I said, listen, your blood pressure is so high when I took it and your cholesterol is so high, I actually think we need you on these prescription medications. We need to get you safe and we need to get you stable. Then we can do our work, which is in dietary, lifestyle, and certain clinical nutrition and botanical medicine supplementation, supplementing right now, right? Targeted supplement. But I told her these things are dose dependent. The research, we've got research of our own, they're dose dependent. A lot of times in I've seen these studies, I got to tell you, you know, there are, if you get your nutritional supplements from a store where you can also buy pillowcases or toaster ovens, by and large, I would say that's not the place to get it. Okay. Let me just put it that way. Because, you know, for example, if you purchase vitamin E, there's only one form of this vitamin, right? A store that I was talking about, the DL alpha tocopherol. It's the least active form. Okay. There are eight other forms of this vitamin, okay, that we know about. That fit together like a basket to protect from all the bad stuff. Those are the types, the four tocopherols, the tocotrienols that we want as far as vitamin E is concerned. But to cheaply manufacture vitamin E, it's this sort of DL alpha tocopherol, and it's just simply not the best. It's the least active form, and you pretty much are throwing away your money. So within this discussion, we need to talk about high quality supplements, all right? We need to talk about these being dose dependent, okay? Very, very, very important. And keep in mind that there are well-designed, double-blind, crossover, placebo-controlled studies that have repeatedly shown benefits with these supplements as well as other nutraceuticals, and that the dose as well as the quality of the multivitamin are essential in determining outcomes. Okay, certainly food sources are best for these intakes, but levels, I gotta tell you, in our modern day are often too low to be therapeutic. All right, that's what we're talking about. So I want to empower you with choice. You need to find a good quality manufacturer, and we can talk more about that if you stay tuned to Radio MD, because I'll be putting it up there. But I need you to get behind the study. When you hear a crazy headline, we got to empower ourselves, do due diligence, and see what's behind that study. This is Dr. Holly on Mindful Medicine. We're gonna knock you alive. I want to thank Kevin for keeping us in line, online, and please follow us at Your Radio MD on both Twitter and Facebook.